You are listening to 89.1 FM. This is a replay of our Friday, December 24th Christmas Eve service. Please enjoy the Christmas hymns and message from Pastor Raff. Merry Christmas.
We just are so blessed that we can do this together. It's going to be an evening of singing, of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. We're going to, at the end, we're going to have a bit of a candle lighting service, and just as a symbolic way to remember the light of the world that came. And let's enjoy ourselves. Let's honor the Lord. Lift his name high, for he is Emmanuel, God with us.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just going to open in a prayer. Let's pray together. God, our Father, we thank you that we can come together as your church and celebrate the birth of your Son. In our own small way, in our humble way, we want to worship you, we want to remember, we want to reflect in this very special time, in this time now where things are uncertain, but what is certain is you came, Emmanuel, God with us, to set us free from fear and death. So Lord, may we just come together as your church and worship you, receive all glory, all honor, all praise, all thanksgiving from your church, from your people. And may our hearts reflect our love for you. May our voices reflect our love for you. We bless you and praise you. Be amongst us, we pray. You are our special guest, Lord Jesus. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, let's all stand together and we'll sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
To Bethlehem. Scripture reading is from Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Man, what a beautiful prophecy that was given about Jesus hundreds of years before he came. All right, let's sing again the first Noel.
Good evening. It's my pleasure to introduce the story, the part of the story where Jesus is born. I'm reading Luke 2:1-7. In those days, it occurred that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole Roman Empire should be registered. This was the first enrollment, and it was made when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all the people were going to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the town of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was about to become a mother. And while they were there, the time came for her delivery, and she gave birth to her son, her firstborn, and she wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Let's sing Away in a Manger. I'm reading from Luke 2, verses 8 through 14, Glory in the Highest. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Let's stand one more time. You guys are getting your exercise tonight. We're going to sing Angels We Have Heard on High. Angels we have heard.
Had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all those things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Joseph promised to be wed, ordinary kids with life ahead. And Mary had a dream, and Joseph had one too. God would set his seed in Mary's womb. Have no fear. the world. The great divine mystery, His love unfurled. So we praise the One.
Self-organized here. Have no fear. God is with us. Emmanuel. You know, there's been a trend within the body of Christ lately where there's been teachings about the name of God, his names, and he has very special names. And one of them is Yahweh Yireh. God, our provider. And another one is Yahweh Nisi, God, our banner, the Lord, our banner. And the focus tonight that we are looking at the name Emmanuel. And in Hebrew, it's Immanuel. And Immanu means with us, and El means God. You just have to translate it in the reverse. But I was thinking about fear and how it almost is never good to respond in fear, is it? Although there is times when, say, for an example, a child is in danger, and you've heard these stories before where a mother all of a sudden has a superhuman strength and, you know, lifts up a car or something like that. And obviously God has created human beings to be able to have an ability to respond to fear, to protect. That's something different. But almost always fear is a negative thing. And because it involves what the Bible says in the book of 1 John, punishment. In 1 John it says, perfect love casts out all fear. And I was thinking about the Christmas story, and I was thinking about how God intervened himself in a time of great darkness. And as you know, if you've read the Bible before, throughout the history of God's people, God intervened whenever they were in trouble. And oftentimes when you've read this, if you've read the scriptures, they called out to God according to their need. They called out to his name. If they needed him to be their banner, Yahweh Nisi. When Abraham needed provision for the sacrifice, he said, Yahweh Yireh, in the mount of the Lord shall be seen, God my provider. But throughout the darkness that continued to come upon God's people, there came a point in time when God himself had to come and deal with it personally. Emmanuel. It's so unorthodox the way God does things. You think about the Christmas story. You think about how he picked who he picked. God's intervention was, and I heard Pastor Gord say this, it was heaven invading earth. God invaded. And when he invades, he disrupts lives. You think about when Zechariah the priest and his wife Elizabeth, well, when Zechariah was made aware by the angel Gabriel that they were going to be having the son, John the Baptist. It was what they prayed for. But they were old. they were kind of ready for that. And not only that, Zechariah didn't even believe it. And because of that, he lost his voice for the whole duration of his wife's pregnancy. Mary, an unassuming girl, just poor but righteous. She loved God, faithful to God. When she heard what was happening to her, what was going to happen to her when Gabriel came to her, do you remember how she responded? She sang a beautiful song, the Magnificat. And she just, at first she was afraid. And that was the thing with each of the interactions of the angel Gabriel when he came. Everybody responded with fear. But this kind of fear was a fear of the supernatural invading earth. That's a different kind of fear. But the angel said, do not fear. Fear not. Later on to the shepherds, he said the same thing. The host of angels said, fear not. Do not be afraid. But Joseph, in his dream, when the angel came to him, it was different. The angel said to him, remember, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Because of the circumstances of the Holy Spirit coming upon her and her being with child and how that looked and how that was perceived, Joseph being the just man, being a righteous man, he thought of her. He wanted to send her away so she wouldn't be shamed. He didn't even really think of himself. But then when the angel came and said to him, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, what is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. This is in Matthew chapter 1, 21. And you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this will take place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. A virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So it says afterwards that Joseph, when Joseph woke up, he did exactly as the angel commanded. He got the information he needed. But the angel said to him, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. And he went ahead. But there was lots ahead that would have caused a lot of fear. A 90-mile trip to Bethlehem on foot. Perilous, potential thieves in the area. all the shame that they would have actually probably experienced from family and friends of how the whole situation looked wasn't what you would want. But based on what that angel said, Jesus, salvation. Jesus' name means salvation. He will save his people from their sins. And this was to fulfill that prophecy. I wonder if when Mary and Joseph traveled, if when they were getting discouraged along the way, if they reminded each other. If you remember when you yourself had children, the stress that was involved in that. Can you imagine not having a hospital to go to? Can you imagine being on the summit somewhere and all of a sudden your wife is getting ready to give birth and you have nowhere to go? Do not fear, for God is near. This is what they would have said to each other. This is how they would have encouraged each other. They knew what God had called them to do. God himself had come for a very special reason. To set his people free, to save his people, to deliver them from fear. There's so much fear when there's times of darkness. And fear causes us to respond badly. But love casts out fear, perfect love. And Jesus, the Son of God, is perfect love. This was the gift that came. This was how Israel would be set free. This is how you and I have been set free, through perfect love that casts out all fear. Because fear is connected to punishment. And listen to what it says here. The punishment that comes from God himself, from being separated from him. What does it say in Romans? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. See, Israel had a system of dealing with sin. We know that that was the law. But there came a point when that was over. And a different means of forgiveness had to be brought forth. The Lamb, the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. God himself is love. So this little child was the love of God that came to drive out the darkness, to drive out fear. 1 John 4:18 says, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. This is love, not that we love God, that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So do you understand that that perfect love is meant to drive out the fear that's in us, that innate fear that we carry of God's punishment? We're justified. And not only that, with that love that God gives us, we can love others. The perfect love of God in us, not that we're perfect, but that love that's in our hearts allows us to be able to love others. And isn't that what Christmas is about? It's remembering the love of God that came through Jesus Christ in the most unorthodox way, with unorthodox people, with people that you wouldn't expect. You wouldn't, if you were writing the story, I don't think you would pick those people. I wouldn't. But it was to set us free from fear, to teach it, to allow us to be able to love one another as God loves us. Listen to this, still in 1 John. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We can't love people any other way. So this is a great love story. Because God loved us so much that he would send his son to come. And he came as a child into the muck, into the fray, into that stinky situation with all the animals, into the pain, into the heartache. And he grew up to be a man that loved perfectly. Shine light in the darkness. So I'm excited about Christmas. And I know that many of us also think about, hey, what about the presents? Well, you know, see, the thing is that really is, again, an expression of love when we give. And you know what? The other thing, too, is that if we are lacking that love, now is the time to ask for it. Because we all sometimes need a bit more of God's love. He'll give it to us. And what a great season to remind us, hey, do I need some more love to be able to share love with other people? Am I struggling? Maybe. I am sometimes. I think we all are, especially now. I think as we look around and we see sometimes the darkness that gets overwhelming, especially in the situation that we're going through, remember, perfect love casts out fear. We don't need to be afraid. That doesn't mean that fear won't come upon us, but it doesn't have to stay. So I realize this is a bit of an unorthodox Christmas message, but the Lord put it on my heart that his love casts out fear. We don't need to be afraid. Emmanuel, God with us. When he is in our heart, when he's in our lives, we carry him wherever we go. We don't have to participate in darkness because we can love. That's what we're called to do. I'd like to pray. We have some more songs to sing, and we have the candle lighting time as well. But I encourage you. I pray that this Christmas season that you would turn to the Lord. He loves you so much. He died for each and every one of us, that we could be set free from darkness, from fear, from sin, from death. What a gift. What a precious time to remember what Christmas is all about. Lord Jesus, I bless you and I praise you. We thank you, Lord, that you are perfect love. You set us free. I pray, Lord, that anyone here that is being touched by you, by your Spirit, Lord, that we would be able to talk with them, that they'd be willing to just come to you, Lord. What a time. What a time to remember who you are and what you did for us. We pray that we would just be willing to receive all that you have, Lord. When we're lacking love, when we're in fear, may we just turn to you. Cry out to you, Lord. Help us, Lord, in this time. Thank you that you set us free from fear. Thank you that you came really to die for us. What a gift. We bless you and we praise you. Give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to invite the ushers to help out with the lighting of the candles, please. Thank you.
going to sing Silent Night together as our last song. Do we want to turn off these lights here?
What a beautiful night that we've had together, just remembering the birth of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to have a brief time of fellowship after, so we encourage you to stay if you're able to. And again, from Grace Christian Fellowship, we wish you a very Merry Christmas as we all celebrate together. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this beautiful night that you have given to us, Lord, that we can gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you tonight, Lord, that we can come in freedom and with liberty to worship you, to magnify you, to glorify you. And Father, I pray for every person that heard this message tonight, that you would minister to them, that you would strengthen them tonight, Lord. I pray that your presence would be so real to us in the days to come. And even tonight, as we leave this place, Lord, we don't leave you here, but your presence goes with us. And we thank you for that tonight, Lord. We give you praise and glory tonight. I just feel like shouting hallelujah in this house tonight. Can somebody praise the Lord? Father, we thank you for our salvation. We thank you that you have delivered us from the power of sin. And Lord, we just thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. So Lord, we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Take a moment to wish someone a Merry Christmas.